No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right this second minute right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 16th day of May. Let's wind this week down together. Today we're reading Psalm 3 and 4, Psalm 12 and 13, Psalm 28, and Psalm 55 is where we will land today. Today's the last day in the modern English version. Psalm chapters 3 and 4. Lord, how my foes have multiplied. Many rise up against me. Many are saying about my life, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who raises up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of multitudes of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have broken the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is on your people. Selah. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. O people, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after lies? Selah. Know that the Lord set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble in awe and do not sin. Commune with your own heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of your face over us. You have placed gladness in my heart. That is better than when their corn and their new wine abound. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you, Lord, make me dwell safely and securely. Psalm 12 and 13. Help, Lord, for the godly man comes to an end, for the faithful disappear from the sons of men. They speak empty words, each with his own neighbor. They speak with flattering lips and a double heart. The Lord will cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongues will we prevail. Our lips are in control. Who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy sigh, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words. They are silver tried in an earthen furnace, refined seven times. You will keep them, O Lord. You will preserve them from this generation. The wicked walk on every side when the worthless of mankind are exalted. How long, O Lord, will you forget me for good? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I harbor cares in my soul and sorrow in my heart by day? How long will my enemy loom over me? Take note and answer me, O Lord my God. Brighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have him. Lest my foes exult when I stumble. I, for my part, confide in your kindness. May my heart exult in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, will I cry. My rock, do not be silent to me. Lest if you were silent to me, then I would become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your most holy place. Do not draw me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Return to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the work of his hands. He will destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I was helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices, and with my song I will thank him. The Lord is the strength of his people, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them and lift them up forever. Finally today, Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I murmur because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked, for they cause trouble to drop on me, and in wrath they have animosity against me. My heart is in pain within me, and the terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling come into me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness." Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Confuse, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in this city. Day and night they go around it on its walls. Trouble and sorrow are in its midst. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and treachery do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, my peer, my guide and my acquaintance. We took pleasant counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. May death surprise them and may their lives go down to Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call on God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will make my complaint and murmur, and he will hear my voice. He has ransomed my life in peace from the battle against me, for there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who sits enthroned from of old. Selah. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. My friend has set his hands against those at peace with him. He has violated his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but battle was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast the wicked down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and deceitful men will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this week. We thank you for this time together in your word. I pray that we would trust you with everything at all times. Not just the things that seem hard or that we need a fix on. Sometimes we trust you to do what it is that we require of you, but I pray that we would trust you in all things at all times. And may it begin here and now with me. We let go of everything that is not ours to carry into this next week. We lay it at your feet. We pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is In God's Hands, and I would like to request a prayer for my daughter-in-law and son, and the baby that they are having, going to have. I'd like to request that the baby that they're going to have is going to be strong and healthy and normal, and that my daughter-in-law have a very healthy pregnancy, and that she stays healthy, and that my son stays healthy and encouraging, and that they both will be the great parents that they already are to their twins, and that their love for each other continues to grow, and that their faith in God continues to grow as they are walking in the path of God, and they're also teaching their twins the Word of God too. If you could all pray for them, that would be great. And we just love them all. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mrs. K from West Texas, and I feel a little weird calling in, but God just keeps kind of pushing it on me that I need to call and I need to ask for prayer. I'm always really humbled by the prayers that come in of everybody and all their struggles that they're dealing with sickness and deaths and this and that, and I pray alongside all of you guys. So I guess I'm just gonna do what God has asked me to do. And my husband and I both have small businesses, and mine opens for a seasonal season starting in June. And we're just having a really hard time getting everything open. I have a swim lesson business, and it's a really important time for me. God has given me this business. I'm really good at teaching people how to swim, and I love what I do, but I have a toddler, and my husband has a year-long business, and it's a lot of stress. Me and him are always kind of having arguments back and forth. We've been together for 15 years, so it's just a lot to deal with sometimes, and he and I are having a hard time, you know, eating and sleeping, and we're working until 8 or 9 o'clock at night trying to get things set up for the season to start. So if you guys could just pray for us as we get the season started. We're very stressed out, and we just need some prayers and encouragement. So anyway, I love you guys. Thank you all for everything that you do and always calling in and praying, and know that you're all deep within me as I pray for you as well. So love you guys. Bye.
Good afternoon, DABC. This is Learning to Completely Trust in North Carolina. And today is the 13th of May, and I was, I listened to Jill's reading and encouragement, and Jill, you're so awesome. Like, you are really so awesome and so blessed to God. And I thank God that I decided to listen to DABC today. Not that I don't enjoy Brian, but there's just something different about you that I do enjoy. And then, of course, I was listening to the prayers, and Joyful Joy came on, and E-Marie came on to tell us about Cameron. And guys, it is so beautiful and so wonderful. I had to pray after too to say, when we're here, we know that God is able. We know that He exists. We know that He is in the miracle working business. So that it's not new for us. That's why we pray to Him. But guys, when we hear the praise reports, and especially when we know that we have joined in prayer to God for you, it is beautiful. It just does something different. It chastens me to be better. It encourages me to continue to pray. So I'm just calling to encourage everyone to please call in with a praise report. Continue to call in prayer and call in with our praise reports, because it is encouraging. It is encouraging in this time when we know that, when we can hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters, it is so beautiful. You guys don't know how much it just warms my heart to hear, and I'm sure it does to others too. So please, please, please continue to pray. And we thank you, God. We thank you that, though we know that you exist, dear God, we thank you that we are part of a group that knows that you still in the miracle working business. Have a blessed day, guys. God bless you. Amen.